Welcome to this responsive breathing space practice. Just inviting your body into a supportive posture. Being as awake and as comfortable as it's possible for you to be in this moment. And then turning towards your experience as it is right now. What do you notice immediately when you check in with yourself? Perhaps an emotional state, something you're chewing over in your mind. Perhaps some physical sensations, some discomfort perhaps, or pain or tension, or a sense of ease or relaxation. What's here for you right now? So in this first step, we're taking the temperature, we're acknowledging and identifying what it is that's happening in our body, mind, and heart. We're not trying to change it or get rid of it. We're simply seeing things as they are in this moment. And in the second step, we invite our attention to an anchor point, which could be our breath at our abdomen, if that's okay for us to do. Or choosing another anchor point where we can rest our attention, such as the soles of our feet. And just letting our attention be here for the next few moments. Letting go of any need to do anything elaborate or complicated or to achieve anything. Really allowing our attention to be as pared down as possible, down to this one point where we're focusing. And often we find that as we simplify, our mind has other ideas, it wants to complicate, it wants to continue to chew something over. And then we simply notice that and return to our anchor point, kindly and clearly. And then in the third stage of this short practice, we start to expand our attention from the anchor point more broadly into our body, having a sense of the breath coming right through the body, from the nostrils right down into the chest and the abdomen and back up again. A sense of the way we're holding ourselves, our posture, feeling our feet on the ground, noticing our energy levels and our emotional state, having a little bit more sense of all of this being held in a bigger space. A space that's big enough for us to relate to with kindness and curiosity, rather than just simply controlling us or swamping our experience. In the space that we open up to notice how things are, we invite a little bit of freedom. A little bit of a pause in which we can notice how things are, and in which we can notice what we need, which is the final step of this practice. So having noticed how things are for us in this moment, what do we need right now? What does our body, mind, heart need as we stay present with our experience? Perhaps it's something like rest or sleep, food, exercise, perhaps. Perhaps it's a recognition of how hard we work for ourselves and our loved ones and our colleagues and our people at work who we're responsible for. Perhaps what we need is a sense of honouring and respecting our own limits and making those perhaps clear to others. Perhaps what we need is courage to stand up for what we believe is right and to have the courage to fully be ourselves. Whatever it is, simply noting and clocking what is it that we need in this moment. And then just leaning into that with a sense of friendliness and warmth and kindness, holding that gently. That recognition of needing something from ourselves or from others. Just holding the vulnerability of that tenderly and with respect. Not ignoring it. Seeing it clearly.